Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The show kind of stinks.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
And a good Monday afternoon. Hello.
Come on, come on.
My God, where do we start? I came up to Sam today. I said, there's so much news. We can't do it all right at 2 o'clock, so we're going to, if you don't hear it, it doesn't mean we don't think it's important. We'll get to all of it today.
We're buried under a stack of news.
I will start with this one, because it warmed my heart over the weekend.
Oh.
Congratulations to Buck O'Neill.
Finally. Finally.
Getting into the Baseball Hall of Fame, and you could always make the argument, and people did, he wasn't a Hall of Fame player, but what he did after baseball.
Yes.
And the things he did during baseball, the first African-American professional scout, I believe it was for the Chicago Cubs, if I'm not mistaken. All of these things that he did for baseball that made him Hall of Fame material, and I couldn't think of a man more deserving than Buck O'Neill. It was nice to see him get in over the weekend.
And I reminded myself, because it's easy to want to go negative and be bitter that it took this long and be angry that he didn't get in when he was alive to see it.
Yeah.
But that is the last emotion he ever knew, was bitterness and anger. It just wasn't him. Even when they passed him up, you remember, Scott, the first go-around, he was so happy for the other guys that got in.
I remember.
And it was genuine.
Yep.
He genuinely was so happy for them. And so while it's easy for those of us who have been in town a long time to say, well, it should have happened sooner, I stopped myself over the weekend and just thought, you know what? I'm going to have gratitude that he is in, and he is so deserving. And he would want us just to be grateful, and he would want all of the accolades and advertisements and all of those things to go toward the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum to keep that museum going. He would say, this isn't about me. Go to the museum.
So congrats to Buck O'Neill over the weekend. And yes, and they had a little watch party
at
the museum over the weekend, as it was announced. To have a seat in that room, it must have been so cool. We will get to Chris Cuomo, the passing of the legendary Bob Dole over the weekend at the age of 98.
If you're driving around wondering why flags are at half staff, that was ordered, and honorably and deservedly so, for the late Kansas's own famous son, Bob Dole.
But you had something happen to you today.
Mm-hmm.
That I want to get to.
It actually didn't happen to me.
Okay.
It's what didn't happen
to me. And I'm not glad that this didn't happen to you, but I'm glad you went through the experience, because I had a similar experience, not the exact same, but similar experience last week, and I almost brought it up as a topic, but now that you didn't do it as well... go ahead with your story.
I just want to ask this question of all of our listeners. It is so important that we all get this booster shot.
And it is.
And I agree with that. So, dot, dot, dot. If it is that important, during a public health crisis that we get this booster shot, why the hell is everyone making it so damned difficult to get the booster shot? You tell your story first, because I walked in dropping words in the newsroom I can't drop on the radio.
Okay.
You had a similar issue.
I did get my booster shot on Friday morning at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
All right. So I am boostered, or whatever the word is for it. However, it was after something else last week. I had to go to CVS to pick something up.
Sure.
A prescription or something. And while I was there in the pharmacy area of, I'm not a drive-through guy. I can't do it. I get cranky and the wait's too long. So I went into the CVS near my house and I said, here to pick up a prescription for Scott Parks, blah, blah, blah. Sure, Ms. Parks, hang on just a second. And I said, hey, while I'm here. And I had thought ahead and I had brought in my little vaccination card. And I said, while I'm here, and I pull out my vaccination card, I said, my last vaccine was in late May. I'm due for a booster. Can I go ahead and get that done now? And the guy looks at me, dare I say he wasn't horribly pleasant, and he says, you need an appointment for that. And I looked over, and our CVS is retrofitted.
You got that little pharmacy box area.
They've built this little room with a nice little glass door that's frosted over so you can't see in.
Love for someone to tell me today what goes on in that room, but go ahead.
Well, not a vaccine that day, because I said, oh, I need an appointment? And he goes, yeah, you have to go to CBS.com, blah, blah, blah. Fill out all this stuff and get an appointment. And I looked over, and there's where the seating area is where people wait for their vaccines or their boosters. And I looked over there, and I wasn't trying to be a smart aleck
or anything.
And there's
no one there.
And I looked over, and I looked back at him, and I go, doesn't look like there's anybody waiting right now. And he goes, you're going to need to make an appointment. And I said, well, if there was an appointment right now, there's nobody here to take it. Can I have that one? And he just looks at me and goes, you're going to need to make an appointment.
Followed by.
Right. Yeah. Because they type feverishly. Right. And I'm just thinking, and I remember walking out without a booster.
Why?
And my prescription.
Are they making this so hard?
And I'm thinking to myself, I am literally coming in to be part of the solution.
Yep.
I'm handing you my arm to stick a needle into it. Why are you making me go home just
Hold
so
please.
I can come? Sir.
No.
Just wondering.
No.
But I was going to ask if there's any chance that I could.
I call my primary care because I got to go in there anyway for the scam that is the medicine check every 3 months. Can I get a booster while I'm there? No, we don't do that. I go online to every CVS in America. There is no available appointment, or the appointments that are available are for Moderna. And for a couple of reasons, I don't want Moderna. I'm a Pfizer gal. I didn't have a single side effect with Pfizer.
You're Pfizer through and through.
I ain't crossing over to some other company. So then I go to Topeka to see my parents this morning, and I'm thinking, you know what? I just have a feeling in Topeka, this will be easier. So I check Lawrence. I check Bonner Springs, Scott. I'm checking all up and down I-70, Tonganoxie, Leavenworth. I don't know if long time. I'm literally pulling towns I've never visited in 20 years.
Perry LeCompton, here
Perry,
I come.
Perry, what do you got, Perry? I'm on my way. And I cannot get into a damn one of these clinics. Finally, my mom texts me and says, hey, North Topeka Dillon's. And I go, I'm on my way, baby. Come on, North. I love my Dillons. I said, we're going to meet for lunch. I'm going to get my booster, and then I'll be back to work by 2 o'clock. Long story short, walk into my North Topeka Dillons. Talking to you, North Topeka Dillons. And that magical room in that little pharmacy box is right there to the left.
Frosted glass.
Nobody's in the room. I walk up. I say, I need a Pfizer. Can you get me the Pfizer? Yes, you are in luck. Going to be about a 30-minute wait.
No problem.
I will wait here with a smile on my face, America.
Yeah, baby.
1 hour, 10 minutes later, I am still sitting there.
1 hour later.
Ma'am, excuse me. Yes, you said 30 minutes.
Hang on just a minute, ma'am.
I am patient. I gave you my card. Just stick it in. Just stick it in and leave me alone. I'm going to be late for work.
All right.
So I wait until, like, at the 1 hour, 2 minute mark, Scott, you know, I'm doing the math. Okay, if I get in the car now and I hit the highway now, I'll be pulling into the station at like 1:48.
Scott will understand though, because I got boosted.
I'm getting boosted. And here's the deal. There was one elderly woman seated in front of me. I was not about to hop in line in front of an elderly woman. Although the thought crossed my mind. I'm like, you're retired. You ain't got nothing going on here, Doris. I gotta get to work. Hour 9, hour 10, 1 hour 11 minutes strikes. And that's Scott, crazy. You know me. That's I'm like, crazy. Even so, if I get stuck in traffic, I'm going to miss the top of the show. I go back up to the pharmacist and I said, I need my card. They took my card.
Yeah.
I said, I am now late for work. I have just lost an hour of my life that I will never get back. And now I need my unboosted vaccination card back, please. And they handed it to me and I said, good day. And I left and I was very pleasant. And then I got outside and I said a string of words that I cannot repeat on the radio that I repeated to you when I first walked in the door.
Yep.
And I will ask you again, if this is so important, why are we making this so difficult?
I don't know.
It might not be the stores or their process to set up the appointment. It might simply be a lack of people qualified to give the shot.
She was in the room alone, Sam. She was in the room alone.
Give the shot.
What, are you eating lunch? I get it. Everyone is tired, but this should take 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Hand me the needle. I'll do it.
But if the one, you know, nurse lady that was there wasn't qualified, she couldn't give you the shot.
But she was, because I saw somebody else go back there. And I didn't want to say, are you here for the booster or do you have, you know, gonorrhea? I wasn't going to ask, but I think they were all there for the booster. Everyone seemed to be over the age of about 70.
Everybody is getting the boot. You're not going there for your
blood
measles.
Med check. No. Here's my question. Is it possible, and I've already asked the general manager here today, who's going to think I'm crazy, why can we not just do mini vaccine clinics where we all work?
Building to building.
If you added up the amount of time, Scott, the amount of wasted time in everyone's office, everyone listening right now, think about how many people you work with, and let's say they all spend a combined 1 hour looking up appointments, trying to find appointments, driving to appointments, and then another hour waiting. That is 2 hours of wasted time per employee times however many employees you have. Bring me a doctor.
576-7798. 576-7798. Sam Stevie III. Dana Wright. I am Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.